Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, my friend, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. Hey, guys, I really hope that you are enjoying and sharing this free masterclass that I call my Wellness Masterclass. You all know I've got an online course on this by now. The Wellness Masterclass is an online course I previously sold for $100. I'm playing select sections of that audio for you here on The Brendan Show, but it won't be up forever. So download this episode, download every episode you see of this season right now, where I kicked it off with, you know, two episodes about coronavirus and dealing with the fear and learning how to focus and learning how to forecast your business or your life. And then I've gone into the Wellness Masterclass here, this 10-day 10 days of the podcast of the Brendan Show dedicated to the wellness masterclass for you guys for free. Please download it on your phone because it won't be up forever. I just decided to give it free during this pandemic. So please download on your phone so it's there. Make sure you're subscribed, then download all these episodes. Also, share it while it's here for people for free. Please share it with your family or anyone who's struggling with the unknowns, the fear, the anxiety, the worry, the concern, but also just trying to get their health habits mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually together so they can face this long ride. So I hope that you will do that. Please share this episode with everyone you know. Also, if you would like the entire online course of the Wellness Masterclass for free for 14 days, go to hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com, hpxwellness.com. And that will give you free access to the whole course with the downloads, the journal prompts, the audios, and of course the videos to the entire Wellness Masterclass free for 14 days. My way of doing something during this crazy time of chaos to serve my audience, to be a leader, to help you set the tone for you and your family and those you love. You can go, you know, obviously get the course there for 14 days and, you know, binge watch the whole thing with your family instead of watching Netflix or Hulu or Disney. Do something that helps you grow as a family and better your wellness and your health. I hope that you will do that. Again, that's hpxwellness.com. And with that, let's jump into this next section of the Wellness Masterclass. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan, day number 10. Man, I wish I could be there and give you a virtual double high five because your commitment is unbelievable. And this is a session about that. So how are we gonna keep you committed to everything that you have learned, to all the new tactics, to all the things that we've talked about in this course so far? That's what we're gonna cover today because, listen, we all struggle sometimes with self-discipline and the commitments that we really need to become extraordinary in our lives. You know, we're like, I'm gonna go to yoga every week, and then it becomes like every quarter. Or we could be like, oh, I'm gonna do this new health diet, and we stick to it for 5 days, and then it's like, pad thai, anyone? You know, it's like suddenly we fall off the wagon. We get challenged with sticking to our big goals in life. So this is a session about how do you deal with that? It's also a session with what commitments might you make moving forward that will deepen the quality of your life and bring genuine, beautiful wellness into your life at a higher level. Those are the things we're gonna be talking about today. So let's start first and foremost off of the commitments that you have made in this course. Have you kept a journal? Have you gone back through that journal yet and literally circled the things that were most important to you and put a date on them? I know this sounds so basic, but often when we go through a course or a program, we keep a journal, we take notes, and then we never look at them again and we forget what we committed to, what we decided upon. So I'd love for you to pause my face and go back through your journal now and just give yourself 15 minutes. Literally go back through the journal. Circle every important goal or commitment that you gave yourself and then put a date on it. That's all I'd love for you to do, just to like start the process. Once you do that, I want you to go back through it again. And what I'd love for you to do is write down 3 actions that you'll do in each one. And I want you to do it in that order. Go through everything, date, go back through steps. And then go back through one more time on a separate place and write it all down. That's gonna capture your learning journey that you've had so far with me in this course. And it's the number one thing I notice people don't do. They kept a journal and then the journal goes on the shelf and they never think about it again. And all that breakthroughs they had didn't operationalize with a simple sheet that had dates and next steps. So I know that's so basic, but that will help bring this course to life a little bit. Your goals, your dates, your next steps. I promise that is a good way to start this thing, right? Now the question is, well, Brendan, I know, but I've set goals and dates and next steps before and I don't stick to it. And let me show you one thing we know. There's a thing called achievement theory in psychology that kind of tracks why do people attain a goal or not, often called goal attainment theory as well. And in these theories, when they track, why do some people make a commitment and make it happen and others don't? One of the most powerful and overlooked tools in making sure you do something are weekly and monthly shared goals. What does that mean? It means that, yeah, you're welcome to have your goals, but if you keep them to yourself, you're not going to achieve them. So take this as an example. What if every Sunday you sat down with your spouse and you said, honey, this week, here's everything, all my goals for the week. Here's the major things that I want to do. Here's what I think might stress me out. Here's what I want to make happen by the end of the week. And you just had that dialogue every Sunday before you began your Monday. Now, if you don't have a spouse or a partner or lover or influencer, what about your friends? Do you have any friends who know what your goals are? I mean, like literally, they know what you're working on. And I don't mean in life, like, oh, I know she wants to be an author. No, I mean, do you have someone who knows what your goal is Monday through Friday? I mean, this is why the whole industry that I'm in, the coaching industry, I'm a high performance coach. The reason that this industry exists is because people need accountability partners. And often what they really needed was maybe they needed a friend or a spouse or a partner or a teammate who could look at their goals with them on a weekly basis. It's so fundamental. But remember, I said it over and over. Hey man, sometimes common sense is not common practice. And that's why so many people fail to reach their full potential. So I need you to do a weekly goal review with somebody in your life. I don't care if that's your teenager. I don't care if that's your neighbor. I don't care if that's your boss. We need it, and we need it every week, period. That is the absolute best way to stay self-disciplined and to realize our commitments. And then do it on a monthly basis. And the good thing is, every month, there's a first of the month. So I created in my own life, on the first of each month, that's what I do. With the most important people in my life, I'd be like, here's what I'm working on this month. Here's what I'd like to achieve this month. Here's what I don't know about this month, or I have questions about this month. And it's not like everybody around me knows my career or knows me in a way they can tell me how to achieve those goals. The single act of sharing a goal verbally out loud to your inner circle has proven to increase your ability to attain a goal over 30%. So you want to become 30% more successful, my friend, it's time to start sharing your goals more consistently with your inner circle, whether that's your mom, your pop, your friends, your partners, the people at work or school. They need to know it more often, and that opens up something that scares people, and that is that fear of judgment. One of the reasons people don't attain their commitments is because they commit to something they think is big, and as soon as they share it, someone shuts them down. So remember, you got to deal with the fact that people, of course, are going to judge. There will be some people who don't support it or don't like it. So you know what you do? If you did that on week one and they were jerks about it, don't talk to them week two, man. Get over it. Of course it's going to happen. Someone's going to be a jerk. Don't include them in that inner circle conversation of your weekly and your monthly goals. That's literally the fun. If all you did was that, you would see your ability to achieve your goals go up by 30%. It's so simple, but most people don't do it. Most people strive in silence, and that's why they suffer. Most people strive in silence, and that's why they don't get the breakthrough. Most people strive in silence. That's why for 5 years, they're kind of beating their head against the wall when one person could have said on year one, hey, do it this way. And they'd be like, oh, really? And save them years of time. And I bring that up to you because we've come so far. I'd hate to see you lose momentum because you didn't leverage the one thing that we've done so good in this community so far of, and that is building this community. So as we are finishing this course, would you do yourself a favor, but the whole community a favor and myself a favor, share what are your commitments moving forward? What are your next steps? What do you need help with? You got this community, like share, like participate, because it is the community and the people around you who know what you're after, who are the ones who keep you accountable, who are the ones on the day that you lose your self-discipline, champion you, cheer you on, remind you of what really matters. I know you know that, so leverage this community. Would you do that? Whatever your commitments are, I hope that you'll share them. Whatever your commitments are, I hope you break them down into weekly and monthly goals. That's the easy stuff. What I'd love to share with you today is some commitments that I've learned that high performers adopt in their life that really do take them to a whole other level of wellness. Some of these will be things I've shared with you, and some will be brand new. Let's go way back to day number one, when I shared that, you know, your wellness is really an indication and an outcome as well of several things. Number one, congruence. So if you're going to make a commitment today, make a commitment to be more congruent with who you uniquely know you can be and who you could be. Like, live each day more in your truth with integrity, and that will flourish your well-being. Number two, we talked about connection. Like, really connect with other people in a different way. Try to go deeper and really sense your relationships again. Number three, contribution. Be more present and diligent about finding the meaning in what you are contributing and why you are contributing it and what you want from that. Because if we have our path, if we know what we want to contribute, we feel more well. And remember, underneath that little formula, we talked about this idea of energy and motivation. What's the energy you want to experience and project and give into the world? What is that? And motivation, each day reminding yourself of what you really want and being okay to express it and go for it and keep that drive alive. Those all those things generate wellness and they come from wellness. So I just want to remind you, you have all of these frameworks that we've learned along the way, that if you just revisit them, those will also keep your commitment to wellness going. There's a lot of tools and resources in this course. Revisit those things, they'll keep you on track. Now, here's what I learned about high performers. Hey y'all, let me jump into this episode real quick with something I usually don't do, which is kind of like a, I guess they call it a mid-roll ad or something, but I decided to do this right now because I'm literally at home working during this coronavirus pandemic. And it's really ignited a lot of questions from my community about how do I do that? You know, how am I thinking through my career? How am I thinking through building my personal brand and my online sales during a time in which, yeah, we're home? Like, how does my industry or my career or my approach to it function? And so what I want to let you know is, if you did not know, I do have a program for that. It's called the Influencer Business Program. And it's where I'm like teaching you, this is how I do everything. I teach you how to grow your personal brand, monetize content, launch campaigns, books, courses, webcasts, live webcasts, subscriptions. I mean, it's about basically how do you grow your audience and online sales faster, no matter where you are, no matter if you're starting or not, because clearly you've seen me do it, not just with the podcast, but with 300 million video views, 25 multi-million dollar online course launches, 3 New York Times bestsellers, 5 million fans on Facebook. You've seen the covers of the magazines and the chart topping stuff. And the, you know, if you're on the email list of millions of email subscribers, or you've seen the social media posts from other influencers, you know, joining my masterminds and asking me how I do it all. It's like, I've been blessed with all of that. And I just feel like maybe this is the time that you learn to build your personal brand. That you finally get yourself up online and making real online sales, because, you know, I've been doing it for 14 years every day, full time. And I've spent, you know, literally tens and tens of millions of dollars on figuring it out, on running ads, on learning which campaigns work, which ones don't, on starting from nothing, pushing every button myself to finally growing it bigger and bigger and bigger. And people always want to know, what's your marketing strategy? What is the modern thought leader business model that can be, you know, built and monetized quickly? You know, how do you tell your story or build credibility? And how do you get people to buy from you? Or what should you sell? What should you not sell? Or how do you create great content or online curriculum that sells? Or, you know, what are funnels and launches and how do they work? And what should I do first, second, and third? And if you had to start over, Brendan, what are the four things you should do? Or what tools and systems you use? How do you get promotional partners? How do you do online challenges? How do you create lifelong fans? I mean, I'm just like literally sitting here thinking, this is what I do every day. And if you would like to get a 7-day crash course on that, and then even live monthly marketing training from me, that's what we now call my Influencer Business Program. And you can literally just go to influencerbusinessprogram.com and it'll take you to the page to learn about that. Now, it's for serious people only. Obviously, you hear me during this, this global sort of shutdown and pandemic with coronavirus. giving away one of my courses with the Wellness Masterclass. But this one's for serious players. There is a charge to it, obviously, where I go live every single month. And I also give you some of my best online training so that you can get, you know, your personal brand growing, grow that audience, make more online sales. So if you're into that type of thing, go to influencerbusinessprogram.com. Again, that's influencerbusinessprogram.com. All together, influencerbusinessprogram.com. And you can learn about the multiple membership levels. I kind of made it affordable if you want to do a monthly, or if you want to take the whole year, or you want the advanced pro program. You can learn all about that. Influencerbusinessprogram.com. My main message to this audience and everyone I'm talking to right now is if you have not done the work to get yourself online, if you feel like you're falling behind in the digital era, if you don't have recurring revenue every single day with some type of online sales, if you don't get the hint now, you're never going to get the hint. I mean, you need to do that now in this growing pandemic. I genuinely believe we are going to see such a disruption in the economy in the coming months. And those who, you know, have figured out pretty things to grow their, you know, Instagram, but never built a business model, never learned recurring revenue, never learned how to do real launches that bring in the real money that allows them to have the living, they're really going to struggle this year. We're going to see people who have, you know, no fans, no audience, no email list really struggle, but we're also going to see people who have no online sales really struggle, and we're really going to see people who have even millions of fans, but who never figured out the monetization, completely fall apart. So please go to influencerbusinessprogram.com if you are in this industry or you know it's time to build your personal brand and get those online sales going, because listen, the economy is going to be really difficult. But also, more importantly than that, listen, it's time to share your voice, to lead, to be a role model, to share your expertise, your life wisdom, your perspective about things with more people, because we need more leaders out there sharing positive messages of hope, of strength, of optimism for the future, because we will make it through this, and it will be the influencers and the voices out there sharing our thoughts, our wisdom, and our advice that will help carry and set the tone towards a better future. Influencerbusinessprogram.com. We'd love to see you in that program, influencerbusinessprogram.com. With that, let's jump back into the Wellness Masterclass. After you've achieved a certain level of well-being, after you've made a certain level of money, after you've had great relationships, after you've quote unquote had it all, what do high performers want next? Like if you won the lottery, or you know, you got the clean bill of health finally, or you achieved all your goals, what do you want next? I love this question because it's a perfect way to end the course. And it's something that I spend a lot of my time in my career with, where I meet these extremely successful people who everything's going good, but they're like, I feel like it could be better, Brendan. I feel like I'm appreciative, I am grateful. It's not that I don't have reverence for things, it's just that, I don't know, something's missing. And that something missing is itching at their soul, and they don't know what it is. And I've been blessed to coach so many of them, I know what it is. It's usually four things. That if we can get more of these four things, our path to lifelong wellness increases. Because here's what you want. After you've had it all, after you've been given everything, earned everything, worked for everything, after everything seems good, I promise you really only want four more things, okay? And you want four more of these in greater degrees. The first thing is greater feeling. Everyone wants to feel life more. That's what they want. They want a greater sense of feeling. For some of them, that's the emotions of like energy or passion or love. For some people, it's like, you know, more introspective and curious, or that sense of presence. But everyone, universally, after they've gotten what they want to feel life more. And the beautiful thing about wellness is if you do these practices we've been talking about in this course, you'll feel life more. You'll be more present. You'll appreciate more things. You'll be here in such a way that you're like, there's a vibrant intent and energy around you. I want you to have commitment for feeling the day more. That when you go to bed, you're like, man, I felt this day. The good, the bad, I was here. I took it in. I felt it. Because life is short. And all we want to do is have felt that thing. The second thing I've learned about people that they really want, like if you ask them like, what's going on? They're like, well, I got a good career, but I got good at marriage, but you know, that but what is usually signaling is they want greater depth. I want you to create a commitment for yourself today to like, I'm gonna deepen my experience of life, not just feel it, but specifically go deeper in your relationships and the mastery of your work, okay? Deeper in your relationships and your mastery of work. This means, hey, look, if you're a great artist, go deeper. If you already have a great, you know, relationship with your team, get to know them at a deeper level. Because like sometimes everything's there for you, but you're skimming the surface of life. And after you skim the surface of life for so long, it gets boring. After you've dabbled in everything, you feel unfulfilled. But maybe what you were dabbling on and was dancing on, it was the right thing, but you didn't break through deep. Go deep in your work, go deep in your relationships. It will bring you to life in a way that you never anticipated. But you have to have that intention. You have to actually want that. One of my alarm trigger words for years was just one word, depth. It would just pop up, depth, depth, depth. And I was like, okay, go deeper in the moment. Go deeper in my meditation practice. Go deeper in my squats. You know, whatever it was, it's like I knew depth would give me the gains. Depth would give me vibrancy in life. So make a commitment to the depth of your experience of life, my friend. You will feel more well. The third thing that everybody wants after they had it all is more expression, more creativity, right? And it's that creative expression that is one of what we call an advanced human drive, right? If you're in my book, The Charge, we talk about the 10 human drives that make you feel alive. One of the ones that we learned from neurological research was this idea of creative expression. We want to express ourselves to the next level of creativity. So for some of you, that means maybe that's changing your wardrobe. Maybe that's the way you're gonna put a little more art in the presentations you create. Maybe that's you're gonna look around your house and redesign it to be your house, not just like the house from the store, but like a house that's uniquely yours. We wanna create spaces and work that's a true expression of our unique selves. Make that a goal today. Because if you commit to doing things in a way that's creatively and uniquely you, I'm telling you, you just, life opens up. And you'll remember, we also hinted to you that that might be part of the purpose. In the last session, day number 9, I shared that the part of the hint that we get is that we're all unique. So be that, commit to that today. And then the last big commitment, the last thing that we all want after we had it all is greater service. You know, when you talk about A Course in Well-Being, you can't fail to end it with talking about this little idea called legacy. That you know how you lived well on this planet? It's not just that you ate a healthy shake every morning, or you went plant-based, or you did your yoga or meditation. You know how you lived well? You left something. You left it better than you found it. That your legacy and your sense of that contribution, your sense of that purpose, your sense of that growth required to serve at another level, that's part of well-being. That's part of wellness. And whether you call this last one legacy, or you call it service, or you call it contribution, one thing is required of all of that. You can't serve at a higher level unless you grow to a higher level. And so I want to celebrate you one more time. This process you've been on, growing and learning about yourself, keep doing that commitment. It is your commitment to personal growth over the long term that allows you to serve at the higher levels. Like as you grow, your vision gets higher for how you can help. As you grow, you get greater skills at being able to serve other people. As you grow, your contributions go from like okay to mastery. What everyone wants after they had it all, is to keep growing in such a way that their legacy expands, that their service reaches more people, that that little ripple that we all have the gift of creating in this world expands rings and rings and rings and rings further into the abyss. We have the ability every single day to make a great difference in our lives. And when we take our wellness, our well-being into our own hands, and we say, you know what? I'm gonna do the things that are necessary to shape my thoughts, shape my habits, shape my days, shape my relationships, shape my contributions. That is what creates the well that expands forever. That is what makes our being come to life. So I know you joined this course because you thought, you know, I want to learn a few new things. I want to try a new few things. I want to commit to taking care of myself better. We accomplished that. You and me, we achieved that together. This community here, we have learned and we've taken the first steps. So now I ask you to expand the ripple. I ask you to share in the community, what did you learn? What are you committed to? What will you make happen in this world now that we've gone through this process together? If you would just share that in the community, I'd be so grateful, but I know everybody else would too. And it's fun because your next stage now will be sharing these types of things. Because as you share it, you'll feel it. You'll get greater depth. You'll give more, you'll contribute more, you'll become more. It's been an honor to serve you in this course. I appreciate you joining my Wellness Masterclass. I hope to see you in one of my other online courses someday or out on the road at one of my seminars. I appreciate you guys. I live each and every single day, and I work each and every single day for you and with you. So thanks for being part of this Wellness Masterclass, my friends. Congratulations on your ongoing commitment to yourself and your personal wellness. Okay, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this special section of the Wellness Masterclass. I'm hoping that you'll just share this with your friends, your family, your loved ones, people who you really care about right now in this time of crisis. Again, if you'd like to actually access the entire course, my entire Wellness Masterclass course, I'm giving it away free to our global community right now, to anyone who goes to hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. And you can access the entire Wellness Masterclass, all the videos, all the tools, all the resources, the entire course that we charged $100 or $200 for in the past for free as part of our 7-day free trial into our courses program. You know, it's a program where every single month I release two new personal and professional development courses for that community every single month. It's the most comprehensive courses program in personal development. A lot of people call it the Netflix of personal development. And I would love for you to check it out. And we're doing that by giving you away the Wellness Masterclass right now for our global community for free at hpxwellness.com. Hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll give another section tomorrow. In the meantime, share this with everybody you love. Take care of yourself. Choose to protect your health. Care deeply about your mind, body, your spirit right now. During these times, maintain your emotional center. Remember, you get to choose your focus and your thoughts right now. You get to set the emotional tone for your family, for your friends, for your team, for your community. Right now, how you show up really matters. So care for your health. Be a person who is positive out there. Take care of others. You can choose high performance today. You can choose to go beyond ordinary, and you can still be extraordinary even in times of crisis. So do that, my friends. Thanks for listening to The Brandon Show. Please share this episode around the world for me. I'll talk to you soon. Hey, my friend, I'm jumping in here with one last message to you that we've bolted on here to this Wellness Masterclass because it's just timing. You know, everybody is asking me how I run my career. How do I generate online sales? How do I build the real business? I mean, how am I getting my personal brand out there? How am I thinking through this industry during this time right now? And so if you're somebody who's wanted to share your voice and you've known you needed to monetize your content online, you've known you need to grow your following, you know that for security through this modern economy and what we're gonna face this year, you need to generate recurring revenue, you need to get some online digital content out there, and you don't wanna get left behind in what is obviously becoming a greater and greater digital economy. You need to be out there. And if I can serve you with that, here's how I do it. Go to influencerbusinessprogram.com, influencerbusinessprogram.com, and that will take you to my membership levels in the Influencer Business Program, where I help you understand, how do you grow your personal brand? How do you create and monetize content? What should you be doing with live casts or launches or subscriptions right now? How do you grow your audience and online sales faster? We have three different member levels, and I'm here to tell you, as you are certainly listening to my voice right at this moment, why can't that be your voice? Why can't you be the person sharing positivity, hope, guidance, strength, optimism out in the world right now, so that we can help people face the chaos with a little bit more confidence, with a little bit more authenticity and vulnerability, but also personal power? Why can't you take anything you've learned in your whole life about career or business or wellness or health or just living a good life, being a good parent, you know, chasing your dreams? Why can't you take that advice, structure it, build a personal brand around it, build some online digital content around it, sell it, get recurring revenue, and build something that not only carries you through with digital sales through this scary economy, but more importantly, sets you up to share your voice and make a difference at a time when it matters more than ever? You clearly hear I'm passionate about this. So go to influencerbusinessprogram.com right now. That's influencerbusinessprogram.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people.
And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.